Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with diary entry number 1255. As concerns yourself, sister, it is good that you are remaining in a state of holy indifference in everything that pertains to the will of God, and that you are better maintaining a state of equilibrium. Please do your best to keep this equanimity. Now, as regards all these matters, you are to depend exclusively on Father Andras. I am in complete agreement with him. Do nothing on your own, sister, but in all matters, take counsel from your spiritual director. I beg you to keep your level-headedness and as great a calm as possible. One more thing. I am having printed the chaplet, which is to be on the back of the image, as well as the invocations that resemble a litany. These too will be placed on the back. Another large image has also been printed, and with it a few pages which contain the novena to the Divine Mercy. Pray, sister, that this be approved. August 30th. Reverend Father Sapochko left this morning. When I was steeped in a prayer of thanksgiving for the great grace that I had received from God, namely that of seeing Father, I became united in a special way with the Lord, who said to me, "He is a priest after my own heart. His efforts are pleasing to me. You see, my daughter, that my will must be done, and that which I had promised you I shall do. Through him I spread comfort to suffering and careworn souls. Through him it pleased me to proclaim the worship of my mercy. And through this work of mercy, more souls will come close to me than otherwise would have, even if he had kept giving absolution day and night for the rest of his life, because by so doing he would have labored only for as long as he lived, whereas thanks to this work of mercy, he will be laboring till the end of the world. I had undertaken to make a novena for the intention of seeing him, but I did not even finish it before God granted me that grace. O my Jesus, how poorly I took advantage of this grace! But that did not depend on me, though from another point of view it did so very much. During this conversation I came to know his anguished soul. This crucified soul resembles the Savior. Where he expects, with good reason, to find consolation, he finds the cross. He lives among many friends, but has no one but Jesus. This is how God strips the soul he especially loves. Today I heard these words: "My daughter, be always like a little child toward those who represent me. Otherwise you will not benefit from the graces I bestow on you through them." September 1st, 1937. I saw the Lord Jesus like a king in great majesty, looking down upon our earth with great severity. But because of his mother's intercession, he prolonged the time of his mercy. September 3rd, first Friday of the month. During Holy Mass, I became united with God. Jesus gave me to know that even the smallest thing does not happen on earth without his will. After having seen this, my soul entered into an unusual repose. I found myself completely at peace as to the work in its full extent. God can deal with me as he pleases, and I will bless him for everything. Up to now, I have been wondering with some fear where these inspirations would lead me. My fear increased when the Lord made known to me that I was to leave this congregation. This is the third year passing by since that time, and my soul has felt, in turns, enthusiasm and an urge to act, and then I have a lot of courage and strength, and then again, when the decisive moment to undertake the work draws near, I feel deserted by God. And because of this, an extraordinary fear pervades my soul, and I see that it is not the hour God intended by God to initiate the work. These are sufferings about which I don't even know how to write. God alone knows what I put up with, day and night. It seems to me that the worst torments of the martyrs would be easier for me to bear than what I am going through, though without the shedding of a drop of blood. But all this is for souls, Lord. Father Sopochko counsels St. Faustina to remain in a state of holy indifference regarding the will of God. What does this mean? For example, if God gives me a nice bed to sleep on tonight, praise God. Thank you, Lord. If God asks me to sleep on the floor tonight, praise God. Thank you, Lord. It is a flexibility and an openness to whatever the Lord asks of me. This would especially apply to the founding of the new community for St. Faustina. Father Sopochko tells her to rely on Father Andras, who is in Krakow, where Faustina lives, and is now guiding her spiritually. Father Sopochko asks her to stay level-headed and to pray for the approval of the Divine Mercy image and some prayer cards and some pamphlets that he had printed. He needs to get the approval of the bishop to promulgate it. Jesus tells Faustina that Father Sopochko is a holy priest, and Jesus is able to accomplish many things through him. And this work of mercy will continue to help souls till the end of the world. Faustina is grateful that she was able to meet with him before the novena that she had offered even finished. And Jesus calls her to be like a child before his representatives, meaning his priests, confessors, spiritual directors, and superiors. Faustina saw a vision of Jesus as the just judge, but Jesus extended the time of mercy because of Mary's intercession. And Jesus taught her during Mass that nothing happens on earth without his will. Jesus is in charge. Faustina writes of her fear of having to leave her congregation to found the new one. This suffering is an inner martyrdom, very painful. It's quite a purification. Jesus knows what he wants, but he doesn't reveal his will all at once. Faustina has to trust and walk by faith, not by sight. But Jesus does let her know, in some way, his will. When she thinks she's got to jump and leave the community, God lets her know, no, now is not the time. Now is not the time. And as we know, it'll only take place after her death, the founding of that new community.